Blog Talk Radio.
Finding Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Seti J. And I got my co-host, the most is my girl, Nate Seduction, checking in just a moment. Woo! It is another beautiful hump day. Yes, another beautiful hump day, man. I'm so glad to be here, you guys. Bringing another exciting episode. This season been on point. We've been keep bringing a great season. This is what we've been doing. We've been on top of it. So, one, I'm glad to be back because one thing I cannot stand is when I get sick. I'm doing these freaking seasonal changes that screw me over. And baby, that little cold got to me. Hey, let's make something clear, too. I am definitely updating my COVID vaccine because I ain't got time for it. And just the thought of me losing my voice scared the entire daylights out of me. So I did not want to take any chances. I wanted to make sure, I was clear. Thank God I was clear. But that's besides the point. I want to make sure I'm all the way in the clear and ain't got no problems, Orion. So... again, thank you, God, so much for not letting me be sick, for not letting me be that type of sick. But it took away my voice. I did not have my voice, y'all, for pretty much 2 weeks. I could talk, but when I do this, this show is on point. I don't want be my voice be. I be talking, and then all of a sudden it just fade the hell out. I ain't gonna like that. I did that. I remember. When they got that bad for me a few years ago, and I pretty much had my voice and I was talking through that, I was miserable because I do not like, it's just, I like to bring y'all the best. And especially this season, we've been so on point. I did not want to be talking on here with no damn voice. I'm telling you, I was talking, and then I was talking like this damn man. Can't do that. I like to talk loud in country, and I feel like talking loud in country. So I'm glad to be back. I see my co-hosts with the Moses in the building. What's up? What's up, Nate?
Hey,
what's
hey. Good evening. What's up?
Very much. So yes, Ms. Nate. we got an exciting show. What's been going on with you since our last show? It's going to be 2 weeks.
Nothing much, you know. Another day, another dollar, you know. Celebrating my husband's birthday. Since we haven't been on the show, I've celebrated my husband's birthday. His birthday was October 2nd.
Okay, so he's a Libra. So Libra, yeah. So Libra-Scorpio connection. How was that? We got to take the pause because of that. How was the Libra-Scorpio connection? Break that dichotomy down for us.
Libra-Scorpio connection, I would say it's a lot of work because we are kind of similar in the same sense because our birth, and, you know, Libra-Scorpio season come right after Libra season.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of alike in some of the same ways. But as long as you guys both work through it, and both of y'all, like, y'all got to be a healed Libra and a healed Scorpio for it to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Libras have their ways, Scorpios have their ways. But one thing that makes my marriage work is communication and keeping God in the center of our marriage.
Exactly. I feel you on that. Definitely. You're on point. I love y'all energy. The more and more I see it flourish, I just love it. I love it. You're so, y'all, like, especially, like, some of the stuff you kind of, like, because it's crazy. Although you're quite private, you're also really good about, like, you still kind of let us in a little bit.
Yes,
so.
just a tad bit. I just let, you know, my close family and friends, really, but
it'd be some sort of, some stuff you share online with us that, like, for you, like, you being as proper as you are, it's quite a treat for the amount you do share with us. Like, just, like, some of the goofy stuff. Even, like you said, you had him in your video. All that, that's live. That's, I love that. Lit energy.
It's like a tease, because only certain people know that that's my husband in my commercial.
Ah,
so it's like a
and you,
tease.
And you
like,
shared it with us on the show. That's, that's one of the few, which means that means the show is your family, because you shared it with the show and everybody else know. I remember you said it was like, oh, okay, that's lit to me. That's lit energy to me. But yeah,
yeah,
so
I definitely allowed him to make an appearance, and I'm in one of his music videos that's going to be, you know, coming out eventually.
Yes, and let's not forget, I got I'm already ready to go. I will be there in ATL for the movie premiere. There's no discussion about that. I will be there.
You got your ticket?
I'm ready to freaking go. I ain't been to Atlanta. Nay, you know we do. We do our Atlanta trip every year, and I ain't done one this year. So I'm well overdue. I sound like, all right, that's gonna be the Atlanta
trip.
I'm gonna put it on, baby. I'm gonna look red carpet sharp. Let me let you know.
As you should. Period.
Hey, if you remember at the road, what was it, Rose Bar? That one chick that was like trying to check for me hard. Hey, it's gonna be a lot of that going on. I get that in that red carpet look.
Period. We had time in Atlanta. Like, we always
have time. I always do. Even when we do chill stuff, it still be lit.
We definitely gotta probably go to Bar Vegan again.
Yeah, I mean, Bar Vegan, I gotta go there. Like, it's automatic for me now. Like, I gotta go there. It made me feel like I'm being socially responsible.
But it's another place that we can go to that's in Stone Mountain. It's a new bar and lounge in Stone Mountain that we can try out.
I mean, you ain't missed yet. You ain't missed. My first time I came, you definitely did not miss. You ain't missed yet, because, baby, we went to Sleep Lounge, then we went to Mansion in Line the next night. You ain't missed. So, I trust you all the way. Trust me. So, I think you got our special guest on the line. Let me see. I used to go in the green room, but, you know, F it, I'm going to put on my spotty sense of ting is telling me. So I'm going to give an intro because I trust my instinct. So I want to welcome to the show from the illustrious video podcast known as CNTTV. I want to welcome to the show the beautiful Candace and beautiful T to the show. What's up, ladies?
Hey.
See, look at that. Look at Paige. That magic. It's that Virgo magic. We got those spidey senses. I was a test. I made sure nobody had nothing to say about Virgos, and I said that. Everybody kept it cute. Everybody kept it cute, and I said Virgos. I like it. All right, feeling it.
No, we don't have nothing negative to say about Virgos.
Okay,
Beyonce
you know
is a Virgo.
And we stand for Beyonce. We stand
and we love her.
Beyonce.
Y'all Virgos crazy.
Not too much. Not to see. First off, Beyonce's birthday is the next day. See, my birthday's on the 3rd, then her birthday hit. So, you know, I don't need you coming 2 months of the Virgos now. Michael Jackson a Virgo. Ludacris a Virgo.
August Virgos.
It's some August. Yeah, them August ones, they're a little interesting.
Touch. They a little touch.
Yeah, they weren't left in the oven long enough. You got it takes till you get to September for all the Virgo energy to take full effect. So, again, welcome to the show. So the two of y'all, and by the way, name, I found out something about them. Guess what I found out?
What you found out?
It's crazy because they've been doing their thing for a while, and to find out this is their first energy. This is their first interview name. I'm just wondering, Nate, are they Nate, are they ready? That's what I'm just wondering.
Oh yeah, we stay ready, so we ain't never gotta get ready. We got you.
Okay, you know some steady rhymes are ready as well. I don't know if you peeked that ready rhymes are steady. So okay, good to know. So first off, what made y'all start this podcast, and I'm known as CNT TV?
So this is C speaking. So CNT actually comes from the first initials of our name. My name is Candace, and she is
Deambra.
And together we are CNTTV.
No, Tiambra. It's Tiambra sounds like a exotic spice. Tiambra.
You know, my mama did her big one on my name. She really did. She did her big one.
She gave me the exotic spice name. Yeah.
She did.
Let me get a little Tiambra on it.
Right.
Yeah. So we would, the two of us would just really just have like deep conversations and, you know, just like best friend talk. But it was actually pretty meaningful to us, and we wanted to create a platform and a space where we could open up those conversations and those dialects amongst other people. And that's, long story short, that's how we got into
it. Pretty much how it started. Yeah, we'll like make statuses on Facebook and get a lot of traction, and people are like, y'all should do a podcast. We're like, you know what? That doesn't sound like a bad idea, because we have really good conversations. We've been friends for 20 years, so we pretty much talk about everything. And we thought it would be cool to like bring the world in, you know, to our little safe haven, you know, let them have their little insights on the things that we talk about. We have really good conversations like all the time. So we just like to just do it in front of a camera.
So good question for those who have not watched the podcast before. Have y'all ever did like interviews on the podcast?
We have not yet. It's just normally just her and I. We've been, you know, people have asked us, and we kind of want to make sure that we're in a good place, you know, us together, and then, you know, we'll bring others into our spaces. We really, really feel like that space is sacred to us. We just want to make sure whoever we bring into that space, you know, respects it and come with good energy, because we stay with good energy, so we want to make sure that whoever we bring into that has good energy as well.
I would say that's like... Go ahead.
I just wanted to add to that. Like, also, you know, we're still building ourselves. Like, we were really consistent about 3 years ago, and then a lot of life circumstances happened in both of our lives to where
COVID.
We put, and COVID. So we put it on pause, and then we just got back into it. So we're really still working on building, like, a core group of listeners and a core group of people, because from what I've seen just with in the entertainment industry period is a lot of people don't have genuine supporters. They have supporters of the people that they collaborate with. And instead of, I don't want people to just watch us because a particular person will be on there, because then the next week when she and I are back by ourselves, our viewership drops. So we wanted to build a legitimate, you know, engagement.
Right. I would say this just off of what I can say, because I've been, like, full disclosure for those who listened to the show before and have not. I, like, beginning of my podcast, for years, I've done the show by myself. I've had co-hosts, and I've had co-hosts that they weren't like Nate. Nate is my CNT. Like, basically, since Nay's been here, me and Nay have even had other co-hosts with us, but it is like it never hit as hard as me with me and Nay. Me and Nay, like, we're both powerful entities on our own. So you got two powerful entities that come together and they genuinely want to see each other win. That's how, when you got that kind of energy, it don't matter who the guest is. Yeah, it might be a guest that's popping to some people, but through that, people are going to see it's because of your energy they want to see. We've had some guests, and we didn't have some guests on here. End of the day, it'd be about us, and it's about the freshness that we take to an interview. Like, when was it we had, I think y'all are familiar with Mike Fresh, who's here from here locally. We had him on the show, and we got questions, we got answers out of him that nobody has ever got out of him, and we did it because it's natural, because, like you said, the two of y'all treat y'all show like y'all like having a conversation amongst friends. You treat the guests that way, people going to remember the guests, but they going to remember how you had a conversation with them. So I would say remember that advice. Y'all have a very natural energy, and it's going to translate. That's going to be, people going to continue to tune in because they're like, oh, my God, who are these people? Like, they were interviewing them. And it gets to the point where people can hear in the guest attitude, too. Like, Mike Fresh didn't want to leave the dang show. We was like, dang, he didn't want to leave. He was like, I'm going to hang around. Liza, he wanted this entire show. So, yeah, I would say go for it, man, y'all. And also, too, one more thing before we get to the interview, because you said so much key. Nay, how many damn breaks me even took throughout these shows?
We have taken several breaks, and
several.
Breaks are necessary, right? Because you don't want to burn yourself out. And also, life happens. You got to take those mental health breaks and make sure your mental is together before you can come out and be who you are. You got to make sure that you okay deep down inside.
Mm-hmm. And I just came back from a 2-week break because my voice is gone. And especially since we're on a medium that we're completely relies on your voice, I'm not going to be losing my voice during the show. That's not happening. So trust me, like you said, them breaks, you need them. So don't feel bad about doing your breaks, man.
So give yourself some grace. Like, y'all know what y'all trying to do. Y'all know what y'all are doing. Y'all know that, you know, having your show inspires other people, and it just gives people a way to connect with you, right? But in order to show up on your show every, you know, when you guys do your show, you got to be 100% who you are. Like, you have to be in that right headspace to even be able to complete your show, right? So when you take those breaks, you can show up and give it 100% of your all, like, be truly who you are authentically.
And that is our said in Nay Talks for today.
You know, sometimes I like to get on here and preach and stuff.
I know. I started to get the Morgan out. Let me tell you about taking a break. Sometimes he might not be there when you want him, but he'll be there right on time.
Amen.
Preach, preacher.
For sure. Hey, see, God gave everybody a gift. Your gift is your voice. And sometimes you got to let God work on your voice, make it right. And then you're ready to do on the show. And when you get on the show, you're going to be like, Daniel in the lion's den. I know you're a man with them lions. Just don't be lying in these streets. Hey, nigga. Okay.
You are funny, man.
Hilarious.
Thank you so much. You pray too much.
I felt the spirit. The spirit came over me. I just let the spirit, when it take hold, I let it take hold.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, my God. Okay, so
that's just real talk, though.
It is like dead ass, like. So Nate, I'm gonna throw it to Nate because Nate, you know, that's how we do. As I see Nate, I hit the ball over to her. She catch, you know, we just throw the ball, make sure we get you out so we can win this World Series. Not that I'm making a connection to me watching the Rangers game right now, but I am making a connection to me watching the Rangers game right now.
Go Rangers!
All right, so Nate, go on ahead.
Right.
Welcome to Life After Dusk. It's a pleasure to have you guys on our show. And I'm your girl, Nate Seduction, of course. So, again, welcome to Life After Dusk. And, you know, I'm going to jump right on into it, okay? So, things are always changing in the podcast world and social media, and things are just always progressing. Things are always changing, right? So what motivates you to keep pushing forward and innovating in you guys' field?
Okay, I'll answer it.
For me, I mean, I think that just the attraction that we do get and the energy that we do get from, you know, our listeners and our followers, it shows that we're doing something good, you know, and that a lot of the conversations that we have, because we talk about everything from, you know, life experiences to mental health to, you know, she's a school teacher and I work in finance now. And we talk about, you know, our careers and things that we could do to help the community. We talk about a lot on that show and we get a lot of feedback because of the positivity that we put out there. And I think that really keeps us going and keeps us motivated and just our want to show ourselves to the world and really bring the world into our lives a bit and become more personable because we just started back up. We're kind of like getting back into the groove of, you know, being consistent and being more open because we were a bit closed off before, and I feel like people kind of want to see you be a little more vulnerable a bit, and that seems to work in our favor when we're a bit more open with our audiences about, you know, what we're going through in our relationship as well as friends, as good friends and as sisters. So we get a lot of feedback mm-hmm. like that. And I think that that energy and that support really feeds us into wanting to, you know, make sure we stay on top of it, make sure we don't drop the ball this time and make sure that we're very consistent. Mm-hmm. Consistency has been the main thing that we've like stuck with. Like we have to drop. We said we're going to drop on this at this time. We have to make sure we drop on this at this time. Cause that was something right. we used to do, but we didn't really have any kind of like foundation before. So now we're getting back into it. We want to make sure we're doing it right this time.
Okay, that's awesome. That's great. And I know you mentioned that you guys speak on mental health. So, you know, talking about mental health, what do you do or what do you guys do to make sure your mental health is in a good state of mind?
So I don't really have anything that I do particularly. I think I just, for me, and this is C speaking, that was T that answered the first question. For me, I just, everything one day at a time. Quick way to burn yourself out is to try to do everything by yourself on your own with no help and thinking that you got it all. So now I formulate plans and come up with deadlines and timelines, and that's just how I keep myself together mentally, whether it's a plan for working, a plan for even with relaxing, like going on vacation. T has gone on several vacations with me, and I'm very, very much so an itinerary type of by-the-book type of girl. And that helps keep me mentally alive.
That's awesome. That's great. And I know you said you guys have been friends for over 20 years, right? And a lot of people mm-hmm. don't be friends that long anymore. So how do you guys keep your friendship going?
We're very honest with each other. We are very intentional with making sure that we keep our friendship together, making sure that we stay in communication with each other, do regular checkups with each other, even if it's just, girl, how was your day? You know, we're very intentional with making sure that our relationship stays strong and, you know, making sure that we're always there for each other. We've been through a lot. and we've been friends 20 years straight, no breaks.
No breaks.
That's
awesome.
We didn't talk for a couple of years. No, we've been friends since 2003. Straight,
yes.
No breaks.
That's awesome.
We actually met in church, so music brought us together first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know
music
that's
God.
Music and God brought us together.
That's awesome because, you know, when I got married, I lost a best friend that I was best friends with since seventh grade. So that's why I asked, you know, how, you know, because some friends, you know, when you elevate in life, they just, you know, they get jealous or they start acting weird, right? And they're not supposed to do that, though.
No. But you know what? I actually appreciate when people start acting different because it shows them that you were never meant for me in the first place. And those type of people, it shows that you were there for a season, and you know, and for a reason. So you served your purpose, and now you can go on about your business. Oh yeah, I just had to drop a friend of 10 years because she started being real weird with me. I'm just like, yeah, we gonna go on, and God bless you, baby. But no, and
that's weird because I like whenever like Nay, every time like Nay like have some triumph, I get excited. Shoot, I beat her to the point of talking about on the show, like, ooh, Nay, I saw you doing this. Lana, I get excited when I see her every time she gets a win. You got to have people who are not just cheerleaders because it's inconvenient. They're cheerleaders because they genuinely love seeing you win. That's, I get excited.
Absolutely.
Like,
right.
Man.
Absolutely. I think we both just really love each other and want the best for each other. And I feel like it's just naturally been that way since we were kids. Like, we both grew up predominantly around, like, a lot of guys or mostly had, like, brothers or boy cousins. And so we were both looking for sisters when we found each other. And I think the vibe was just there and it just never went away.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So let's get back to the business. We talked about friendship. We talked about mental health, you know. So how do you stay up to date? Okay, I think I asked that. So what advice would you give to someone looking to follow a similar path, like start a podcast? Like, what advice would you give them?
Just do your homework. Know what you're jumping into and just do it. Like, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Just do it authentically for you and do it because you really want to do it. Don't do it for just, like, oh, I just want to do it for a check, because eventually you're not going to have that same passion anymore. Like, we just do it because we just enjoy doing it. You know, if the big money is what's going to come to us in the future, then so be it. But with or without it, we're still going to turn on that camera every week.
Because
that's what we
enjoy
doing, and that's like our sister time together.
I ain't gonna lie. A lot of times it may not come directly from here, but it has helped. I feel like, I don't know, I think Naked alluded to this too. It feels like the right people be watching, and sometimes it opens the doors to make money because of, in another way, from doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I came on Steady's podcast as a co-host, because people see me as the model, Nay Seduction, right? You know, they see my pictures, they see, you know, me in music videos and the commercials and stuff like that, but they don't really get to really experience my personality, right? And me, like, I'm fun, I'm outgoing, you know, I like to have a good time. Don't get me wrong, I'm very much introverted. Like, I'm such an introvert, right? But I like talking, right? I like sharing my experiences. I like talking about different topics. Like, I'm very intellectual, so I wanted people to see another side of me and not just Nay Seduction.
Right.
And like you said, you got to have a passion for it. Like, and I truly have a passion for talking, helping women, right, as well. Like, I give a lot of pointers on this show when it comes to women, right? Because so many women just be so against each other. They be so jealous of each other. And I'm all about women empowerment. I want the next woman to win. I want to build the next woman up. I'm not holding no game from the next woman. Like, if I know something, I'm going to let you know the information that I know. Because, shit, it was a point in time where I had to figure it out on my own. So if I can help the next woman, you know, have to do less research or, you know, give her that extra push and help her skip the line, then that's what I'm going to do.
And shout out to you then for not being a gatekeeper, because so many people gatekeep information. Like, we've asked several people, you know, how did you get started? How did you do this, this, and this? And they always be like, oh, you know, just hit me up and I'll tell you. I'm like, or you can tell me right now because I'm standing right here. But, you know, it never would happen.
But you know what that's about? That's people that, there's something I heard. It was Oprah who said it. He said, because everybody, you know, people get $1 million. I'm like, oh, I'm a millionaire. Technically, you're not a millionaire. You're not even a master of your craft or photography or whatever. And so you can teach other people what you did or make other people, make other photographers, make other millionaires. You're not really a master of the craft. So if you want to hold information so bad, you're not going to really know you're a master of it until you can teach other people to do it as well.
Absolutely.
But I also think people see your potential before you do. And
talk about it.
If they feel like your competition and they know how great you can be, they don't want it. So sometimes I personally feel like a stranger might be, I mean, even when it comes to, like, you know, we're all in the entertainment industry. We're all, you know, we're podcasters and, you know, Nay, you've done this. You've been in videos and other things like that. You're a model and somebody had to discover you. Right? So they saw your potential. Mm-hmm. Somebody discovered you and said, hey, let me put you in this. Let me do this for you. And I feel like strangers are like that. Strangers will see your talent before you do. And if they're a helpful person, they might help you. But if they're a hater, you're not going to get that help. And so I realized that off the bat, like, dang, like, we know a lot of people doing a lot of different stuff, but nobody would help us.
Oh, I'll put the call to the call.
Your
reach is one.
Yeah, just everybody don't have a good spirit, right? You know, look, they might smell and stuff like that, but they really the devil inside, so.
Yeah.
They smile in your face. Oh, no, I want to take your place.
But I'm
going to
spice it up.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to spice it up really quickly. So I always ask this question to every guest that comes on. It's like my signature question that I ask. What's the craziest place you guys ever had sex in?
Oh, that type of question.
Let me think.
Oh my God,
the
rain is
loud!
They definitely won. I'm watching it now.
I'm
talking
to
y'all.
I'll be ready to go to the parade when it happens this week.
It's the music for me.
Okay, you guys have your time to think of your answers.
Oh, I didn't have to think hard at all. I already know mine.
Whoa! Hey, yo.
I was at work, and we were on the clock. In the conference room.
At work on the clock.
In the conference room. Where they training people and reprimanding people at?
No, they were not. There was the conference was not being used.
I'm not saying it was used at the time, but I'm saying at some point in time they used it to do those things.
That's where the supervisors and the CEOs and stuff would go meet up at. But yeah. I was young book then. Don't judge me. That was
Nate, has it made it to our Hall of Fame?
No judgment.
Oh, no. Look, we can. No, baby, let me tell you. We done heard some on here. We just heard last one. We had somebody had something that made us go, what? trust me. Between me and Nays alone, no, but we have no room for judgment.
No room for judgment.
Because Nays got crazy when I got crazy when we have no room for judgment. That woman said she said where the supervisors be doing the conferences at and figuring out who gonna get a promotion and stuff.
Yeah, that was my past life.
Don't feel bad about that. That means you live. Don't feel bad about that at all.
Oh, for sure.
You live.
Some of the people.
My craziest place was church, in the church bathroom.
Not
a
church.
I told you. I was
a guy.
You told you couldn't beat what she had. I tried to tell you that. I try to tell you, there's no room for judgment. She got the craziest room. Nah.
Just know God got me back the same night.
Well, there you go. I haven't had any crazy places, so, yeah. No, I haven't had any. I don't think. Everything's kind of normal.
I'm a wild one. I'm a kid.
No, I think everything's
ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I think it's kind of normal. Like,
what?
Yeah,
okay, let me get my baseball out and start pitching. All right, what's considered normal? What is considered normal? That's a great question.
Normal, like, okay. Like, your car is normal. The beach is normal. Yeah, I feel like those are normal. I mean, everything else is, like, inside of a building, so.
Which is normal. Very, super normal.
I mean, she said inside of a, I love how she said it. She said inside of a building. I feel like she got
yeah,
some. I read that energy, and I peeped it. She said, because it depends on where the car was at, too. See, I know how to figure it out.
Right.
Where was that car at? What time of day was it? You know, see, there's levels to this. It ain't normal depending on, you know, where that car was and what time of day it was.
It was daytime in the grocery store parking lot.
That, okay.
That's normal.
That's normal?
In my opinion.
That's not normal.
Grandma just came out with her groceries. She got the food for the Sunday dinner, and she drive by somebody. I'm getting hot and bothered in the grocery parking lot.
Did nobody see us?
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I told you she had a good one. That was a good one, and she tried to act like that wasn't a good one. That was a good one.
I think that's those. You said the craziest place. The place was
that
the car. So the car is not a crazy place.
Yeah. It was a combination. It was where the car was what made it crazy. I'm already sitting here thinking like.
She did not specify. She just said.
Oh, Cam's gonna
that counts.
For sure.
Hey,
hey. You have to be very specific.
She's gonna find a loophole for sure. But that was a good one. She really sleeping on how good that. Because now I'm like thinking like, dang, I didn't do nothing. I know one of my exes. She kept trying to reach him. She literally reached my pants while we were in the checkout line, and she told me, "Girl, why you grab my stuff in front of all the people in the checkout line?" She said, "It's mine. I can do what I want to do with it." So yeah,
I'm curious.
I thought that was crazy.
Fair, that's fair.
I thought that was crazy, man. But, hey, that was a good ass answer. She modest. Cam's a little modest. She a little modest because that was a good answer. She don't understand how good an answer that was. Because I'm like, dang, daylight in the thing. I feel like I've been slipping. It's a parking lot. I'm thinking about, I want to do something, man. I ain't think about it. I got to go. Oh my God! I'm really saying you really got my mind thinking like, where have I been? Ah, oh, man, and it was day two.
Gotta get credit, man. Gotta get credit.
all my crazy ones happen at night. So that's why I'm like, I'm tipping my hat off to you. Right now, I don't have a hat on, but I'm using theater of mind, pretend I got a hat and tipping off to you. I had some crazy ones. One of my craziest ones was in the middle of the street, up against a car, on a busy street at night.
Oh no, that's playing with your life. Absolutely not.
It's typically a busy street, but this time it was not busy. It's like we had this aura around us that said, you might not want to come down the street right now.
I
want to
get it popping.
Hey.
Freddie, you're
funny. Wow. I'm telling you, man. I love our guests. Our guests are lit. Mm-mm-mm.
Hey, thank you.
See, I'm going to get great guests. I'm telling you. This has been a great season. Our guests have been on point this season. Oh my God, the Rangers won.
For sure.
I'm just keeping focused over here. I'm watching them this. Like they really won the World Series. It was crazy. So I have another question. Oh well, not a question, but I also have moments I've actually personally met y'all. So I'll see. Buckle your seatbelt. I remember when the first time I met C was I saw her. It was either at Venice Beach or the stadium.
Oh, you
way
back.
You probably met T then because T was always there with me.
Okay, it was, okay. Yeah. Now I got to go with the timer. Cause I met T.
Quieter then.
He was like quieter. See, because you the louder one now. See, I'm peeping at you.
Oh, for sure. I want all the smoke for sure now.
But yeah, I remember. Because as a matter of fact, I met you during my boy Benny.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I met you. I was like, oh yeah, man, that's Candace right there, man. She bad, man. And all that. That's how I met her. Was that and that was. Yeah, because matter of fact, it was her, and it was Andrea, or, oh, Lord, I might be throwing her name.
Nope, that's
yes.
her name. That's my other best friend, yep.
Yeah. And it's crazy, because I ran to her husband many times, being at UNT, and her being at UNT. So, yes, a lot. I know it's just crazy. So that little full circle, that's how... And immediately, and then also, I had to do a wedding one time because of T. I had to shoot at a wedding. So I remember all this stuff. My little brain's like a little computer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, yeah, man, like y'all always have had, just knowing those things, y'all always have had this energy of being lit. And I would say this throwing it off. I'm gonna do something you didn't even see coming. So apparently, Nay, I'm going to put you up on game about something. Nay, you ready? Did you know that Miss C over here is a singer? Did you know that
C is
a singer?
Okay, well, sing something.
Yeah, look at Nay. See, this, look at that. See, this is how we do it. Like, and you see, I didn't even have to do it. It's like we playing
not
password. Nay. She, Nate, but tell her, we put these people on the spot in this show, they don't know what's coming up. Nate didn't know that was coming up. That's how good we are.
Wait, are you for real? You really want me to sing?
Yeah.
You sing? What
do
you
sing
about me?
Okay. I will sing, I don't know.
You gotta give her a suggestion. Give us a suggestion.
I want you to sing. Let's see. Let me bring it to my magic. I mean, okay, now I gotta bring out the theme music. Magic bag music. Let's go. Okay. So I'm looking at my magic bag. Talk real quick again, see?
Ooh.
Okay. Y'all know what I was doing. I was basically... Yeah, so you see what you picked up. You peeked what I was doing. Okay.
I got you.
All right, I know what it is. I'm looking at the music. Finish up. Okay, so I want you to sing me. So I want you to sing me a little bit of SWV.
Oh, easy. Go ahead, girl.
Easy. Oh, okay. All right, baby, look at me. I'm telling you,
SWV is a bop. SWV is a bop.
That boy there, good. Hey, that boy, good.
that's T that's hyping me up. Okay.
I'm always the best hype woman. I got you.
I was laying down. Okay, let me sit up.
La, 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 la.
Funny, bro.
Hey, you got warmed you up. He taught me how. Oh, he taught me how. There you go. See, I didn't embarrass myself. Now you can be the real thing.
SWV.
All right, I'll be more.
I get so wicked and nasty. You know.
You
could have
jumped right
mm-hmm.
on me. I can't sing,
though.
So. I can't sing.
But it don't stop us, though, do it, Nate. We don't care.
It don't.
Nigga, it's like
he gonna still sing your heart up. All right, go give us something that we can, or give us Rain, one of them two.
Okay.
Y'all know the song that the Rain song is about a man like nutting on, like nutting
yes,
in your mouth.
I learned
that
like a year ago. I was like, what?
Like, oh
no
my
clue.
God.
I was way too young to be singing that song. I didn't know what I was talking about.
Let it fall down. Follow me.
I was like, word. And I was like, listen to it. I was like, they sure was being freaky. I had no clue.
Well, I'm like, well.
No clue. I was today years old because I was like, when?
Okay.
Okay, I got a song. I have a different song. I don't want to sing SWV. I will sing a little bit of Someone Like You by one of my favorite singers, Adele.
You over here, you ain't
playing. She ain't playing with you. Nah, she don't play with you. She's playing for real.
Okay, and I am getting over a cold.
Me too. This is the first one of the first days I'm over here lit because my voice came back.
Okay. I heard that you settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I'm going to skip to the hook. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, my babe. I remember you said sometimes it lasts in love. Sometimes it hurts instead. That's it. That's all I
you
got.
Better sing, girl. You better.
You know what? This is why I can't stand y'all singers, right? This is why I can't stand y'all singers. Y'all gonna tell me
why
that I just got out of a cold? Wait, I'm out of a cold. I just came out of a cold, right? I come out of a cold. It's still saying I got a cold. So what's that about?
No, I'm literally like fighting a cold right now. Listen to my speaking voice. That took a lot to do that.
And Tam is sounding like me, and I have the deeper voice of the two of us. She's sounding like me right now. It's okay though.
Yes.
It sounds better than what I just tried to do with Old Happy Day. It was my old happy day was sounding like, hey,
Oh, angry day. It's okay though.
Yeah, not too much. I didn't say it's angry. I just say it was like a content day. It was content.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh, content day. Oh, content day. That's what it
there
was.
You go.
Content.
There you go. It's okay. I do a little tea, little lemon honey. You'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. You know, just I didn't warm my voice up either. That's what it was. But yeah, so I have a few more questions for y'all before we get into our illustrious segments. So my first of last questions is one, like in the next, say 5 years, what's some of the goals you have set for yourselves for the next 5 years?
Like for our channel or just in general?
For your show and for yourself in general.
Well, we have for our platform, we do want to grow our engagement on our live streams and our podcast, like rewatch episodes. We do want to grow our engagement to, I think it's reasonable. Right now we sit at between like 100 and like 300 views, so we want to break at least the 1K. We are still, like I said, we're still getting started. But, you know, humble beginnings, we do want to get those on our videos and, you know, just have like loyal listeners and followers. And professionally, we both we've talked about it. So, T, you could tell me if I'm speaking for you. Mm-hmm. We've both said that we want to move more into being independent entrepreneurs. Hopefully soon retiring ourselves from corporate jobs and moving into an entrepreneurial field. If our podcast can take us there, that would be wonderful. If it's something else, that would be wonderful. But that and my personal life in the next 5 years, I've really been focused mostly on professional goals. But in the next 5 years, I would like to have a home, have a family, just one kid. Kids are expensive, I feel. So maybe a child and, you know, just something simple like that for me. T, what about you?
Other goals that I want us to have is, you know, get our own studio. You know, right now, being humble beginnings, we record out of my house, but that's okay. Okay. You got to start somewhere. You got to crawl before you can walk. So we're crawling right now, but eventually we're going to get up, we're going to walk, and we're going to get to running. It just, you know, takes time, and we're patient, and we understand the process. So it's just, you know, one day at a time, you know. Anyone should definitely get into interviews and growing our engagement and getting more people on, you know, to, you know, show the world, not only us, but other people, to introduce other people to our audience and grow their platforms as well. So, you know, again, another collaborative opportunity that I'm pretty sure going to come for us in the coming future, foreseeable future. For myself, I am a mom, so, you know, continuing to be the best mommy I can be. Hopefully get me a bigger house. I really want a bigger house. My kids are getting older, so I definitely want more space for them, more freedom for them. So, and the way that the housing market is set up, I'm not buying a house right now. I could, but I don't want to. Okay, the housing market is not the best, so we'll wait after the presidential election next year, and then we'll see then. So that's pretty much the main things that I have. You know, again, you know, we mentioned about mental health, so I started therapy recently, so I kind of want to stick with that because that's been very, very helpful with healing a lot of childhood trauma and a lot of things that I've went through from my childhood to my 20s. I'm in my early 30s. I'm 33 now. So, you know, trying to understand myself more, become a better person for me so that I can be a better mother to my kids. So, yeah, it's all just one day at a time. So that's what I'm working on right now. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm definitely feeling that. All you got to do is, your goal is always to to make those happen is make little small goals to get closer. If you persevere, you will get to where you want to get to. I know it sounds like after school is special, but it is what it is. But you will get pretty close. Shoot, I'm aiming for the stars so I can land on the moon. So that's how you got to do it. So continue going after all those goals and continue to improve. Definitely lifting y'all up in that. My very last question is, we're going to put the clock on, is in 30 seconds, let everybody know why they should tune in to CNT TV. Let me get my little hand that timer out and just see how good y'all can do this, because, you know, I love people putting people on the clock. Let me see. Put my little 30-second on.
Candy, you got it, or you want me to do it?
I got it.
All right.
All right. It's y'all commercial. Here we go. Ready, set, go.
CNT TV is for the culture. CNT TV is for the betterment of Black and Brown people. CNT TV is going to bring you the news, entertainment, positive vibes, good feelings. We're going to give it to you straight, but we're also going to make sure that you are okay and comfortable and confident when you are listening to us. CNT TV is a platform that is growing and expanding mental health and exposing more and more Black and Brown people to mental health and mental health awareness. CNT TV is for physical fitness. CNT TV is for the culture. It's for we are the new generation. We are the future, and the future is female, and that's who we are. So check out CNT TV every Sunday night at 7:45 on Facebook and on Instagram Live. New videos will be coming soon to our YouTube. All are CNTTV, CNTTV 11 on Instagram, CNTTV Fort Worth on Facebook, CNTTV on YouTube.
There you go. All right. Well, thank y'all, guys. Thank you, ladies. Shoot, we would love for you to stay around for the next segment. So just hang on in. We're going to get into them. And then, of course, at the end, because we always mind people do it, we will be giving, letting everybody know how they can follow what you already did. We'll do it again. Let them know how they can follow you, how they can follow us, all that good stuff. All right. So that being said, we're gonna get into one of my favorite segments, because I never know when I never know when they're gonna talk about these Ducks 101s before the show starts. So it's always a surprise to me too. That being said, Nate, please bless us with this week's Ducks 101.
Hey everyone, it's your girl, of course, Tanae Seduction. So let's go ahead and tap into this week's Seduction 101, right? So y'all know it's Scorpio season, and it is quarter four. We're in quarter four, so we want to make the most out of this last quarter, right? So I have four different bullet points, right? So self-reflection, use this season to dive deep into your own emotions and thoughts. What do you need to release or transform in your life? Self-reflection can lead to powerful personal growth, all right? Number two, sometimes we be so receptive to change, but change can be a good thing, right? So we need to learn how to embrace change, right? And again, we're in Scorpio season, so Scorpio season is a time of transformation. Be open to change, and don't be afraid to shed the old to make way for the new, okay? Number three, strengthen relationships. So as a Scorpio, we value deep, meaningful connections, right? So you want to invest time in your relationship to work on communication and build stronger bonds. Number four, right? We got to stick to the business, right? So pursue passion projects. So the intense energy of Scorpio season can be harnessed for creative and professional endeavors. So channel your passion into your work, and that's
Seduction
101 for tonight.
All right. That was a very great, insightful on Seduction 101, as well as very, hey, let me talk about Scorpio seduction.
She just
can't wait. Hey, Scorpio, and let me tell you about Scorpio. She can't wait to let the name. I was over here. I feel like I was doing a ding every time she said Scorpio. Ding, ding, ding. But no, well, no, definitely.
Scorpio season. We got to make the most of quarter four. You know, Scorpio season is a part of quarter four. So, you know.
Yeah. You know, y'all been letting us know since Scorpio season started. Y'all been making sure to remind us every chance y'all get.
Period.
So yes. Man, especially the passion project part. I feel like that's what keeps you alive. That's what keeps you, even when stuff is going crazy, when you got stuff to motivate you, those passion projects I feel like when people stop being passionate about things, that's when they stop living. I stay passionate. That's what I took from it, because I tried as much as I can. And I hate, I'm going to tell you, from a relationship standpoint, if you're a chicken, I ask people this all the time, like when I date them, and I will ask them and ask them again and seeing where their goals are. I kind of get bored of a person if they just content with just living. Jake, that's boring to me. Like, have something that you love to do, because then it provides a conversation. Like, that's why people be having these conversations in front of me, forcing a conversation every day. Oh, what happened to you today? Oh, I woke up, I took a shit, and now I went back to sleep. Like, that's boring. Have something, let's get some interesting to talk about. So, yes, Nate, great seduction 101, as always. I guess that means it's time for
let's pass it to yours.
All right, y'all, let me hit that. Y'all hear that sound? Y'all know what time it is? It is time for
Crickets of the Week.
Yes. So I got two Crickets of the Week. First one, time to pop some ish. Time to pop it. This is for a full disclosure. I am a Yankees fan, but I also a Rangers fan because, one, I've lived there a good chunk of my life. My parents used to both work at the ballpark in Arlington. And before they get the new stadium we have now, they were working there. I remember my mom used to give me the little nachos in the little plastic Rangers helmets. I used to sit there, eat them nachos for free because my parents working up in there. I remember when it'd be off days and I'm running around in the side of the Diamond Club because I'm a little kid and they had nothing else better to do. So yes, I have connection with the Rangers too. So I would like to give a cricket to the week to there was one particular person who said in text messages, and I'd like to quote them in a text message. They said, I think it was a few series ago before the World Series even came. And I want to make sure, because I personally, me being a journalism major, I like to make sure I quote things accordingly. So CNT, let me tell you what this is. It said, there was a person, he said, we were talking about the Rangers winning, and this man said, but they're going to get destroyed by the Astros. That's what he said.
Well, I mean, look at it now. did they? They did not.
I believe that not only did they beat the Astros, they also just won the World Series. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, a matter of fact, because we have like a family group chat for some of the family. We talk in there and we like talk about random stuff throughout, just random stuff that came to my mind. And I just replied, you know, because I love my iPhone, I just replied to that text message for the second time. I said reminder, and I had the little quoted text above it. It says, but they're going to get destroyed by the Astros. Interesting. You get a cricket of the week, cousin. Sorry to tell you, burst your bubble. So, yes, that's my first cricket of the week. My next cricket. My next cricket. I'd like to give a cricket of the week to one of my exes. Not going to name her name.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you something. If nobody, like, when you break up with certain people, because, you know, one thing, I feel like it's the fact of she's always into breaking up with people, and they were ain't shit people, and so I ain't, so I'm not, so a person who is not ain't shit, you know, just dumped her because she was not being shit, and she's like bitter than it. And just to prove a point, that I'm not crazy, I'm not just saying that, is so there's this group called Young Nation. I don't know if some of y'all have heard them before, but they make very lit music. We had them at our club about a few weeks ago. And as they were there, and I was doing video, because I was, you know, I'm a photographer and a videographer, you know, I happened to let somebody hold my camera because I was dancing while they performing a few of the songs that get me lit, made me start dancing. Why in the damn camera this woman don't want to see me win so bad that she all of a sudden had to get in her phone during a live performance when she was right by the stage, and then she turned around and walked away like, oh, I don't want to watch this dude dance around. Like, the hate is real. Like, how much hate could you possibly have? And, baby, you coming to my club. Like, you know I was going to be there because it's my club. So you come to my club and you're still being bitter. You got to get it together. You got to get
it
together.
Tell her
beat it. Beat it. And then you're miserable. And then your little boy. And then your little boy toy that you was doing the dirt with, he mad. Like, why he mad at me? And he told my partner, he's like, I was going to go try to go talk to Sid, and he didn't want to talk to me. No, you didn't want to talk to me because you knew I was in the mood to be fake. And so you made their own inference of going, maybe I shouldn't go talk to him because I don't want to get embarrassed. That's what happened. So I love to give, basically, my critique not only goes to her, but it goes to jealous exes that they want to come somewhere in the hope that you're not doing good. And when they see you doing good and they see women who are much better placed in 10 times looking better, giving you attention, they get a little problem with it. It's like, it's not my fault. I'm sorry.
Not flexing on your ex, bitch.
Flexing. I wasn't even trying to flex. I'm just doing my thing. I do my thing. So, because in the words of LL Cool J, I'm doing it well. You know, it is what it is. I wasn't trying to flex on her. But it was an inadvertent flex. Matter of fact, ironically, another ex who I'm cordial with, came up to me and gave me a hug, and she mean mugged that ex because she like, who, like, that girl got the nerve to hug on him and stuff. Like, girl, worry about your man. You got the club. Why are you worried about me?
You're so funny.
So, yes. And I laughed at the chick was like, oh, my God. She was like, I didn't really want to come to you because when I came and gave you a hug, she going to mean mug me. I said, I'm not talking to that woman no more. It don't goddamn matter. It's not her problem. She got her whole, I don't want to pretend that's my man. She doing that, that's in there with her. She need to worry about her man, not worry about me. Mind the business that pays you. All right. Those are my triggers of the week.
I'm serious.
Oh, man. Flex it. You're not trying to flex. Ugh. It's crazy. But yes, I'm going to do my last segment, which is going to be very quick, and it is known as House Daddy Chronicles. Okay,
House Daddy
Chronicles this week. How's that Chronicles this week? One thing I cannot stand is when a stripper tries to talk down a person because, which ironically you're talking down to a person that's a stripper, it was a stripper, talking down on them because they have a 9-to-5, and because you happen to be at the moment you're at a club that tends to bring in quite a bit of revenue, you feel like that you no longer need to be humble and that you're going to look down on people. I say this. Nothing drives me nuts more than when I see these dancers that be sitting there on the book, on IG, on TikTok, on Threads, on Twitter, on X formerly Twitter, on LinkedIn. I'm going forever. On YouTube, you be being forever list. That sit there and do that. They have this whole pile of money. Like, oh my God, I'm making bags. They making bags, and they kids can barely get Pampers. Make it make sense. There's no way. Y'all gotta stop doing it. Unless you stop trying to fake that you're living a lifestyle that you're not really living. I never trust anybody that shows their money on social media, because they'll be the people who don't be responsible with it. And then every time you see them, you like, where'd the money go? They're the ones that always need to ride to the club. They're the ones that always, I can't pay my house fee. But you just showed that you had a whole bag. And so that goes back. So today's lesson to entertainers is making sure that you are fiscally responsible with your money. That was the whole point we were leading to, being fiscally responsible. When you get your money, if you know you're gonna be at the club for a certain amount of days, you didn't go into that money. If you had a really, 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 really good night, you didn't set that money. You didn't set money aside for every day you think you're gonna dance that week, and let that money just be the house fee money, because every day is not gonna be great. So when every day is not great, you got to make sure that you got the money so that you're not known as the dancer that doesn't pay their house fee. Pay your house fee, because the thing is going to cost you. And you don't want to get no fines and all that. And then it costs you a night where it's a bunch of money in the building. Now you ain't going to make no money. You ain't going to be working that night because you done got banned or suspended because you ain't pay your house fee. And other thing is, if you got all that money we seeing on your page, one thing about y'all heard me talk about appearance and hygiene. You definitely should not have an excuse for not taking care of appearance and hygiene then. Because now you have the money to invest to make sure you have that taken care of. Invest back into the, you gonna do this all, you doing this all the time. Invest, buy you some new outfits, keep your look up. What difference does it make if you're a dancer that look raggedy as hell and you got a bag? Yeah. Some dudes like
leave
it. They
them
like
big ass wigs alone. We don't want to be called big wig in the club now. Leave them big wigs at home now.
And get you some shoes. Get the shoes that work. Don't be like I've been wearing me some. I'm gonna try to parlay this forever and wear them Payless shoes as stripper heels. It's not gonna work, because one day you're gonna be like the Pit Bull song. I'm yelling timber. You don't want to be yelling timber. So make sure take some of that money and buy you some new dance shoes, please. Because them Payless heels ain't going to keep getting you through the night. That's just all I got to say is, again, be fiscally responsible with your money. Invest. And unless you really want to be a dancer the rest of your life, reinvest that money into doing a craft that's outside of there so that you can, because then, in my opinion, that's when you're shitting on people. Because now you just took your bag and you made more money for him. You just flipped your bag. Flip your bag. I know plenty of dancers ain't dancing, doing taxes, and doing hair all at the same damn time. They make it make sense. So there you go. That's my How's That at Crocker of the Week. Be fiscally responsible with the money you make and start showing your money on. Because the thing is, when you do that, you open the door for somebody that don't really like you or don't like the fact you're making more money than them to come steal your money. Stop playing games and setting yourself up because you want to show. I mean, God got out of my head. I don't care how much money I made. I ain't showing nothing to y'all on social media. Y'all can go to hell on that. All right.
Period.
That is our last segment of the day. Nay, you have anything you want to announce or doesn't know about?
Nope. Y'all will see it when y'all see it. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. And she has a movie premiere coming up in February. She be trying not to pop a shit about it, but I am.
Betty. Yes, movie premiere February 17, 2024, Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are sold out. It's going to be some big names in this movie. Tamika Scott from Escape is in this movie. It's Bobby Brown's niece is in this movie. Look, y'all just got to be there. I mean, well, tickets sold out, so, I mean, you know,
Oh, that's the only thing I did not take care of. I didn't get it. But there's a way. Wants to sit there and do some praying on it. Said, Lord, make it appear in my pocket. So yes,
yeah.
I want to be. I want to be a red carpet. I'm putting in my nose on the air now, and I'm looking at the people and saying, I really want to be a red carpet correspondent because. I did one of those for a movie premiere out here, and that was so fun. So, the powers that be, you listening, I want to be a red carpet correspondent. I say what I said. Y'all make it happen out there.
Okay, I'm going to send you his Instagram.
Put it into the atmosphere. Sadie J wants to do some red carpet interviews. Let the Lord make it happen. All right. Oh, look at that. That message that came through. Messalts. CNT. Y'all got anything coming up we didn't know about besides the show being on this Sunday?
We're going to be at the King Tut Hookah Lounge, right, for Social Saturday, November 4th in Irving, Texas.
Oh, that sounds like a lit place. I need to go there.
The address.
I said he'd love to be out in these streets, though.
No, for sure.
Excuse me. The address is 2241 West Rochelle Road. It's at Irving, Texas. And the zip code is 75062. CNT would love to have everyone come out and just have a good time with us for Social Saturday, November the 4th, 2023. And also November 11th, 2023, we'll be singing at a church though, so at St. James AME in East Fort Worth on 5020 Rainy Avenue at 7 p.m. So yeah, we got that coming up. And tune in every Sunday for our live streams at 7:45 p.m.
Okay, and that's 7:45 p.m. I don't know, wait, that's, you said the 11th on Sunday. What time on Sunday?
Saturday, November 11th. Uh-huh.
Okay. That is a Saturday. I just looked at that so bad. I read the counter horribly. Okay, so yes, Saturday the 11th. Gotcha. All right, so we got that. Again, I appreciate having y'all. Y'all were definitely a treat to have. And again, I look forward to watching y'all podcast grow. Again, don't be afraid of them interviews because the right people that come through, when they see the energy, it's like, because sometimes we got some guests out just like boring as hell that just didn't really care. But it's like people more and more are getting, if I come to this show, I got to be on my P's and Q's because they show was like, it's on point. So, this whole season, including y'all, this has been one of our best seasons. And it's just been because, one, the guests that came through, all of them have been great. And it's just, man. And it's like the flow of the show. So, again, appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate you, CNT.
Thank you for having us. Yes, thank you.
I just realized... I think we had your friend on the air the entire time, then. Because that one number you said. I had a mic open the whole time. Didn't even realize it.
For real?
I saw her mic was wide ass open. She could have been talking all kind of crazy shit the whole time. Or she could have been doing some activities that we were like, girl, what you over there doing? So his whole time she was on the air. That's crazy. This I'm getting back used to having the switchboard. It's still crazy to me to be like, all right, I'm gonna go check the switchboard. Oh shoot, that was such and such. Also, remind y'all, I'm gonna say they'll be at King Tut Hookah Lounge. Y'all know that I'll be at King Tut Hookah Lounge. City Boys, City Angels, all that kind of stuff. Y'all come enjoy yourselves. Y'all get to see me know how to actually do the, to me, a line dance finally. It took all this time, and I finally figured it out last Saturday. I was like, I can't believe it. I know how to do this dance now. I was like, all right, because that little crossing feet stuff be throwing me off. So, again, thankful. So thankful. Oh, they lit at Texas Live. I might have to leave the house and go get lit at Texas Live. They getting lit. basically, get everybody tuning the shows. The shows are available on all streaming platforms you can think of. It's on TuneIn. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify. It's on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio. Sorry, iHeartRadio. List, like I said, is damn near every streaming platform you can think of. Make sure y'all check us out. That being said, we are rolling out. Everybody, remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a
nay or you, there is a way.
All right, y'all, to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Sadie J and your girl
a Nay Seduction.
And Nay, what do we tell people every hump day on this show?
You know, I don't got to listen anymore, but if you go hump, please do it responsibly.
All right, tell me out.
I'm going to downtown as soon as my man come home.
Uh-oh, not bouncing. He all right, see, you're going to take it a pound time, and you're going to end up on Lover's Lane.
Lover's Lane?
Yeah.
Pound,
Lover's Lane in the street. When you, if the person take your pound time too much, you start loving it there. That's when you get real estate on Lover's Lane.
Oh, I'm already in Lover's Lane.
Exactly, that was my whole point. All right, y'all, peace. Nay, you out of control. CNT, appreciate
you
y'all.
Out of control.